Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
In national studies, we have seen abortion numbers across the country remain virtually unchanged at just over 1.2 million abortions annually in the United States. And even though the numbers are far below their peak of 1.6 million in 1990, no matter which way you look at it, the numbers remain staggering. In their most recent study published last year, the Guttmacher Institute, which was originally founded as a special research arm of the Planned Parenthood Federation of America, concluded that a vast majority of these abortions are performed in urban centers, a fact that remains grimly underscored by data just released in New York City. An analysis released earlier this month by the Chiaroscuro Foundation in New York looked at statistics provided by the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene and found that 40% of all pregnancies in the five boroughs of New York in 2010 ended in abortion, a drop of just 1% from 2009. By comparison, the latest Guttmacher report found that in 2008, the national abortion ratio was right at 22%. A total of 83,750 abortions were performed in New York in 2010, or roughly 7% of the overall national total. If it weren't for the hard evidence provided by the city, the sheer numbers would almost seem unbelievable. While four boroughs reported abortion ratios hovering around 38% and 39%, the ratio was highest in the Bronx, with 48% of all pregnancies ending in abortion. And when broken out by ethnicity, the data show almost 60% of pregnancies in New York's African American community ending in abortion. In other words, for every 1,000 African American babies born, 1,448 were aborted. The Chiaroscuro Foundation also discovered that the abortion rate among African American teens was even higher at 72%, meaning that for every 1,000 African American babies born to teens, 2,630 were aborted. And sadly, these statistics remain virtually unchanged from data released for 2009. These numbers aren't about women's rights. They're about a complete and total breakdown of society. And sadly, they're not a recent development. New York City Department of Health data show an abortion ratio for the city hovering in the mid-40s range as far back as 1994. All told, nearly 1 million children have been aborted in New York in the past decade. For New York's religious, civic, and political leaders, these numbers are a call to action to do better for the mothers of New York City and their unborn children. In leading the charge to do better, last year New York Archbishop Timothy Dolan reaffirmed a pledge made by the late John Cardinal O'Connor: any woman who is pregnant and in need can come to the church and we will help you. Perhaps the slight 1% reduction in the abortion rate is a reflection of Archbishop Dolan's reaffirmation to help mothers in need. But the story is still beyond sad and tragic, and you probably haven't read about this anywhere. Had it not been for the press release that we received from the Chiaroscuro Foundation, we wouldn't have seen the data right away either. Why? Simple. A 40% abortion rate isn't abortion for only the rarest and hardest of circumstances. A 41% abortion rate is abortion as a method of birth control, an ugly truth that the abortion industry would rather not highlight as they continue to make their case to make abortion a basic healthcare right, because they know the public isn't on their side. Polling consistently continues to show a majority of Americans opposed to abortion for any reason. What's the moral of the story? We can't stop doing what we're doing. State laws that protect mothers and their unborn children are needed now more than ever to provide medically accurate information about the abortion procedure and the development and pain of the unborn child, and inform mothers about the life-affirming alternatives available.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.